Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pardonwill podcast, or Pardonwill Live, or Sunday Night Live, whatever I figure out what to name this thing. I have no idea. This is my first live stream ever. Like, not even like a normal, like, oh, it's TikTok Live, or let me live Instagram from my vehicle while I'm driving down the road. Nothing like that. I've never done anything like that. I've only done like pre-recorded videos. So this is it. This is my first time. So it's probably going to be a short one. I figure I'd talk about a little bit of stuff. Maybe some big news. I don't know what happened today. It doesn't seem like much is going on Twitter. JK, LOL. DeSantis dropped out of the Republican primary race. So let's just go right into it. Let's not. Here's a few cool things. Apparently I can see chat. I can see chats from all, I think I'm live streaming on Twitter, YouTube, maybe Facebook, and Instagram. I don't even know if this is actually working. No one could actually probably see me right now. I have no idea if people are watching this or viewing this. Could just be broadcasting on the TV upstairs. I have no clue, no idea. So we'll see how this goes. But I can see chats. I'm also going to play around with a few things. This is a test run. You're on it with me. You're on the ride with me. So check this out. Let's see. Here's what we're going to be talking about today. Check this out. Boom. Look at that. DeSantis drops out. Almost as exciting as Marvel's Echo. We're going to talk about Echo too. That's pretty cool. And if you want breaking news, heads up. Breaking news, I have no idea what I'm doing. But you can go to pardonwillmerch.com, buy a t-shirt, support the podcast. Stuff like that. And if you are watching this on one of those, Twitter or Instagram, just hit that like and subscribe or share or whatever you're supposed to do. Share that thing out there. Get it out into the interwebs so everyone can see this, because this is going to be super important. We got breaking news, obviously. Super important. Let's put that away. Fun stuff like that. I might just throw fun things like that. Here's another one. Ready for this one? Like I just said, like and subscribe, you jabronis. Come on, like and subscribe. That one's always a good one. All right, let's put that away. All right, so I want to talk about our boy DeSantis, dropping out of the race today. Coming off the heels of Iowa, when Vivek, boy pulled 8%. Not bad, not bad for probably being the most libertarian candidate in the Republican caucus. Oh, full disclosure. I'm not Republican. Technically I'm an independent, but I'm what they call, I really fall in the libertarian camp as far as I see it. Now, other libertarians will definitely say this guy, this David Lilly guy, not a libertarian, but he is a professional live streamer. You see my title, but definitely not a libertarian. I think the reason is because, I would call myself the pejorative, a conservatarian. We're socially conservative, pretty conservative on most of my views. The only part that I butt into is the authoritative part. That whole, like, I'm a conservative. I want to make sure you live by all my conservative ideals. That thing kind of kicks me out and bunts me right into the Libertarian Party, which I'm fine with. But I don't know if they quite accept me there either. But that's full disclosure. That's where I'm at. Hold on. Let me try something real quick. Again, testing it out. You're on this with me. Just changing a few things. I like DeSantis. He jumped out. Oh, number one, going back, I like Vivek. Total big fan of Vivek. Again, it was because he said all the right things. And every time I saw that online, people were like, he's saying all the right things. Be super suspicious. I made a mention. I was like, dude, this is why we can't have nice things. As soon as someone says, hey, this guy, he sure is looking like a good candidate I want to vote for, probably part of the Illuminati. What are we going to do? Are we only voting for people that we don't agree with? Like, oh, this guy has terrible views. Sign me up. I'm giving to that campaign. What are we doing here, people? Either way, Vivek ran, got 8%. Trump took it away in Iowa. If you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, that's okay. We'll get to Marvel's Echo at towards the end. Stick around for that one. That'll be a hoot. So he pulled 8%. DeSantis, Haley, they were neck and neck around 20%. Trump just like grabbed the bag and ran with it. We all kind of saw that coming. But I did like at the end, he was like, look, I'm not going to waste anyone else's time. I'm hopping out and I'm jumping on stage with my boy Trump. I thought that was great. A lot of people were like, well, they were just fighting 2 seconds ago. Do you guys remember when Kamala Harris just called out Joe Biden for being horrible? And then later on in an interview, they're like, Kamala, you said all these terrible things about DeSantis. And she was like, it was a debate. It was a debate. Yeah. It kind of feels like that again, where it's like Trump hates Vivek. I'm sorry, Vivek. Rhymes with cake. And Vivek was like, you got to save Trump. You got to vote for me. And then all of a sudden they're like, never mind. We were just playing. We're best friends. Actually, I think it was more strategic on Vivek's part. He definitely saw, he's like, well, I'm not taking this away. And this does seem like an important election. That might be debatable to some. Although I'm pretty sure 90% of people out in America right now are like, no, this might be the most important election. I'm on the fence on that one. I think they say that every year. It's kind of like when people talk about it's the end of the world, or like this is the biggest catastrophe, climate change. We're not going to be here for another 2 years if we don't, I don't know, tell China to stop producing coal mines or something like that. Either way, they say it's the end of the world. Never ends up being the end of the world. And so we hear this every year. It's the most important election. Actually, I'll take that. It did seem like that until like 3 years ago. And then I was like, well, this is kind of an important election. And we all reap the benefits of whatever happened in that. So wherever you fall politically, if you're like, I'm a Democrat for life, vote blue no matter who. Good job, guys. I don't know if you're feeling it. You're probably not. You're probably like, man, champagne in my limousine has gone up a little bit. But I've been calling Nancy Pelosi and playing the stocks right. So all you plebs out there, deal with it. Everyone else in America is like, this sucks. It just flat out sucks. And so don't even know where I was going with that. But either way, it's an important election. I'm going to stick to my guns and say it's an important election. Professional live streamer, obviously an important election. But anyway, Vivek last week drops out, and super stoked. I saw a bunch of people that night tweeting Magaswamy. Thought that was great. Hashtag Magaswamy. I'm all for it. I still don't think Vivek's a plant. I think he's smart. I think he talked to a ton of people and his views kind of shifted according to who he talked about. But it really just seemed like another person on the internet that I would hang out with. Vivek just seemed like one of those guys, and put in a ton of work. So anybody who's grifting, I mean, it was a good grift if it was a grift, but he kind of put all his chips on the table. But anyway, enough about Vivek. He's doing great hanging out with Trump. So today DeSantis decides that, I mean, he wasn't even in New Hampshire. They're doing their whole New Hampshire thing, all the Republicans up there. And he wasn't even there. And he decided to drop out tonight. So big news, Twitter and everybody, Facebook's, well, not so much Facebook. You guys are still just over there posting minion memes and asking people where to find a good plow or whatever. Whatever you guys are doing over on Facebook, not sure. But everybody else on the internet's going like, oh my God, DeSantis dropped out. Even if you're a Democrat, you're like, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what you guys are thinking. Do you guys want Trump or not? I have no clue. Other than the fact that I know Democrats love Nikki Haley, and we'll get to Nikki Haley in a minute too. But either way, DeSantis drops out and endorses Trump. Now, here's the crazy thing. This is the mind-blowing thing. So I've been hanging out in spaces on the Twitters and the internets, and DeSantis people, I was like, there's no way DeSantis people are bad. And they're not. Most of them are even killed. I mean, I have no idea what the Daily Wire, their building might be on fire right now, because all of them were hard into for DeSantis, which they're out of Florida. I know a bunch of people in Florida that love DeSantis. Heck, I love DeSantis. I wish I was in Florida. It's super cold here in upstate New York. Bet you it's not that cold in Florida. But Florida seemed to do great during COVID. That's what really makes it important. Here's my thing about DeSantis, where I think his whole thing went downhill, is guy has great policies, probably better than Trump. I don't know. I'm not a policy guy. I'm a culture guy. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't argue for either one according to whose policies are better. I did see DeSantis rocket with the COVID thing down in Florida. So kudos to that. Would he have been a good president? Probably. Yeah. Other than the fact that he might be part robot, which might actually make him a better president. I think where he lost people was the hard policy thing. I think he just got 10 toes deep and like, look what I've done, but did it with like a mechanical face. And we're going to watch, I'm going to show you guys a little bit of his bowing out speech. Actually, let's go to that real quick. I'm going to show you guys this. Let's watch this real quick. Watch it with me. Actually, I want to do this real quick. We're going to watch this thing. Let me see if I can pull this off. Oh, I'm waiting for it to load. What? Why is it loading? First time live streaming, guys. Professional live streamer over here. What is happening? All right, let's kick him off real quick. All right, anyway. Well, there you go. He's part robot. Couldn't even talk when I hit play. Bad robot. Hold on. You know, even without playing, so he bows out. He gives a great speech about how, you know, he just wants America to be saved. Let's take a look at him again. I'm going to pull this up. Look at his eyes, man. Does he not seem sad? Like, but he's hopeful at the same time. I give it to him. Side note, kind of looks like Kenneth Copeland's son, right? You know, the pastor who was outside the plane, like, I don't fly with them devils. He kind of looks like he's related. I'm just playing, DeSantis. You're a good guy. Did a great job in Florida. Hope you keep going. Maybe we'll see. It's still loading. Dude, it's still loading. Maybe it's my computer. I have no idea what's going on with this. Try to stop and start again. Anyway, not only, or whatever, get out of here, buddy. Not only did he fail in the caucus, the Republican primary, he failed my live stream. Failures all around. He gave a good speech. He talked about Winston Churchill, talking about the fact that failures aren't fatal, which is a great point. I don't think his career is completely over. I don't know. I don't know how long he's supposed to be governor. We might see him back here in another 4 years. Might pop back up running for president. Heck, he might even be vice president. I don't know if that works because there are tons of people are in Florida. Whatever, he might be there. I have no clue. Oh, we got a comment. They will all bow out on Super Tuesday and support Trump. Thank you, Michael Giuliano. It's my boy, Michael. He makes a good point. I think they all bow out, but there's only one left now, and it's all Haley. Unless there's some other. Oh, my God. Are there other people running in this race? I think it's just Haley. If anyone saw the Tucker thing, and if you look, one of my guests previously, we talked about Haley being a complete war hawk. That's just the least of my worries. Other than the fact, I mean, she is basically a Democrat. Am I wrong? Like, I know she was like, no, she's a Republican. She loves Trump. Man, I've paid attention a little bit. Other than the fact that she's unlikable, maybe they're all so unlikable. I don't even think Trump's that likable, but he's doing something way better than everyone else. But Nikki Haley takes a cake on being super unlikable. She does speak like a Democrat. She kind of walks like a Democrat. She quacks like a Democrat. Heck, she might be a Democrat. Probably a plant. We all suspect it. It's probably true. Mainstream media is kind of out for it. They love that stuff. They like this Nikki Haley girl is great. I got Michael coming in again. See, I can see comments. So, if you're watching this and you're like, hey, I'm going to go and comment this. Donate to Apple Pro M2 or M3 Departmental Podcast. Defeat the robots. This messed up stream. Exactly. Thank you, Michael. This is a messed up stream. You guys want to see if DeSantis unfroze? He's straight up. What's the senator's guys? Mitch McConnell. Did he just Mitch McConnell it? Are we going to get you to play? How you doing, Ron? Still nothing. Still loading bar. He's having a stroke midway. All right. That's a fun gag. I won't beat that dead robot horse into the ground. Anyway, he dropped out. He supported Trump. I don't know what all the super hardcore Trumpsters, DeSantis people on Twitter, they were going hard in the paint. Most of them I listened to, they're like, no. If Trump's a nominee, I don't know about voting for him. That's fine. I'm a libertarian. I'm not even a registered Republican, and I'll most likely probably vote for Trump. And that doesn't really come as a surprise for most people. Part of me just likes the season that we're on of this show. I love it. This is great. I don't think it could get any more interesting. The writers for this season are really coming through in the simulation. And so I'm all here for it. Other than the fact that for the past 3 years, I've never been more political than in the past. Actually, it was a little bit before COVID, and then COVID hit. And I was like, I probably should pay attention to this politic thing. And so if you're still a Democrat, hit me up, be like, here's a few great reasons. And if me not being politically savvy can poke holes in them, then we should probably have a long conversation. Anyway, back to Republicans. I'm ranting again. Having got to Marvel's Echo, wait till I open that can of Nothing burger worms. Anyway, DeSantis drops out. I know a bunch of DeSantis people. Like I said, Daily Wire is probably on fire right now. They're all probably running. Candace Owens is the only one in the back, shipping champagne, laughing, hanging out with Vivek. Like, look at these goofballs. They'll be okay, though. I think everybody will be okay. I'm glad DeSantis didn't endorse Haley. If, though, hear me out, had he done that, wouldn't have been surprising. Only because I feel like people hate Trump so much, and that's fair. They just lost their minds. Let's take a look at Sam Harris. I'm not even going to pull this thing up. I don't know if you guys pay attention. Sam Harris was a hardcore atheist, part of the new atheist movement. I used to listen to all of his debates way back in the day. Super smart cat. Lost his mind. Jumping in, Roger. Oh, can I show this? I think I can show this. Hold on. No comments. We had a new comment. Okay, well, I have to leave that up. Maybe comments will pop up. No, we're not going to do that. Anyway, Roger Mam says beard's looking good. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. Been working on it. Anyway, I watched over the past month or so DeSantis and Trump people online go after it. Just after it, like brutal. I mean, I'm sure there's friendships broken up. This is like the whole COVID thing over again. Like, are you vaxxed? No, I'm not vaxxed. You're not coming to Christmas. And I feel like that whole thing happened in the Republican Party. And then Matt Walsh popped up today after this. I think it was Matt Walsh saying he's super happy DeSantis dropped out, only for the reason that we can just move on, that we can actually join together and unite and go after what he called the real enemy, which I'm presuming is the Democrats, which is not what I would call straight up. The state is where I think he was meaning to go, but he's not there yet. We'll get Matt Walsh on that and anarcho-capitalism train soon enough. Or he's going straight theocracy. I don't know. It's a teeter-tot there with Matt Walsh. But either way, yeah, I do hope that everyone unites. From what I heard today from the DeSantis folk, probably some aren't. I'm wondering if they're going to lean into the Haley aspect just because of their hatred of Trump. And again, if you hate Trump, okay, I guess I get it. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not taking this stuff seriously enough, or maybe you're taking it too seriously, or maybe somewhere we've both split and we're supposed to find that even kill spot. But don't hate Trump, don't hate DeSantis, like them both. I know that's controversial, or at least it has been over the past few weeks. Like them both. Had Trump chopped out, I think I predicted this. I said, this was my prediction on Twitter. You can go to, I'm not even gonna pull it up. My prediction was, Trump is gonna win Iowa, then immediately drop out, endorse DeSantis, but then join Vivek as Vivek's VP. And then they were gonna win, just to wild card it. Like, who would have thought that was coming? You're going out loads of fun. Yeah, that's right. Giving out loads of fun over here, dude. I'm having a great time talking about stuff I should not be talking about. Thanks, Bootleg. Yeah, again, professional live streamer. And this is what they do. They normally have like scripts. They go over hot topics. They're super interesting. Not there yet. Professional, but I'm about as charismatic as DeSantis when it comes to stuff. So, bada bing, there we go. Pull that back full circle. Anyway, DeSantis is out endorsing Trump. I would hope all the DeSantis people would fall in line and jump in with the Trump train. It's open. Everybody loves Trump. You know you do. Even if you're like, dude, this Trump guy is going to take over and destroy the world, there's a part of you that's like, that might be fun. We might see what's going on. As far as the media stuff goes, with the whole, I tell you what, this is a lot of, let's try something out. This is a lot of this is a lot of DeSantis talk. We all know what's going on. Let's check in on Nikki Haley, because I know she's the last one. It's Trump and Haley. And again, bear with me, I'm trying this live stream thing out, switching. I don't have a sweet producer, so we're gonna try something out real quick. Let's check in on Nikki Haley.
Only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown. So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I've said.
Hold on. Let's go back. What did she just say?
We were the only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown.
I believe it 100%. Let's keep going. Absolutely believe it 100%.
So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I've said on how hard it was to grow up in the deep South as a brown girl. Anybody can look at my record and see when Walter Scott was shot down by a dirty cop. I like how they had to zoom out.
Now we get the juxtaposition.
How I made sure that
hold on. They had to zoom out. They had to zoom out. So she keeps saying, because I'm brown. And we're all sitting back like, wait, she's brown? And then they're like, oh, this is not believable, right? Let's watch this again.
Hard it was to grow up in the deep South as a brown girl.
As a brown girl. They're like, hold on, zoom out, zoom out. Put her next to the two white chicks.
And see when Walter Scott was shot down by a dirty cop. How I made sure that the Walter Scott family.
Anyway, that's fun. Yep, that's a good time. Wait, I feel bad for Nikki. No one should be picked on by the ethnicity or the color of their skin. I don't know if I would go brown. Roger says if she's brown, that was... I agree. I don't know what I can say. I don't even know if I'm live streaming on YouTube. I might be kicked off by now. Whatever. I don't know the rules, by the way. I'm live streaming. No idea what the rules are for anything. What's against community notes? Doesn't matter. Anyway, news flash, breaking news. I'll put that in the moniker. Nikki Haley's super brown. She gets picked on for being brown. Vote for Nikki Haley, I should say. Because if you don't vote for Nikki Haley, you're not brown. Hi-yo, someone had to say it. If you don't vote for Nikki Haley, you're not brown. Anyway, yep, so Nikki Haley's doing great over there. Super stoked about DeSantis joining. No rules. Roger says there's no rules. No laws when you're drinking the claws. That's what I say. And if there are rules, they're only there meant to be broken. You hear me, Elon? I will break. Although I'm pretty sure Elon, I don't know how many rules are there to break on Twitter. I think you can say, you know, trans women aren't women. I think I'm okay with that one. I think I just got demonetized. Can't demonetize somebody who's not monetized. Wow, super hardcore rant. I think we need to move on. Michael says Roger and I are more brown. That is true. Michael hangs out in the sun a lot. He's got a decent tan with his black and white photo. Anyway, let's go back. So I'm stoked about this. Let's see where it goes. I think I'm with most of the hardcore Trump supporters when they're like, everyone just drop out. Let's go. Let's get this thing. Let's hit the pedal to the metal. I did like the idea. Someone proposed DeSantis being AG, Attorney General. Love that idea. And then in that same list, they drop a Vivek as a DOJ. Love that idea. Alex Jones, the Speaker of the House, that was on it too. I wish I could pull that Twitter tab up. Love that idea, other than Michael Malice being Speaker of the House. There are a ton of great suggestions. I would love to see this happen, even as a pseudo-libertarian. I'm all for it. Again, I like the libertarian candidates from what I've seen. Doesn't sound as fun. Doesn't sound as... I take that back. If all of this goes down and the libertarian candidate, whoever that ends up being, makes it to the presidency, that might be the best season of these this show that we're getting. That might be the coolest one. We did see it in Argentina, and so maybe we'll get something cool. I don't think we're ready for it. I think it's gonna be a few more years before we see that, but God willing, we'll see it at some point in time. Anyway. That's where I'm at with DeSantis. If you love DeSantis and you're super bummed, I apologize. I hope you don't get picked on too much, especially if you're in a small southern town and you're brown. Don't get picked on. Roger says he's Portuguese, and he got picked on for being white. It's true. Portuguese hate white people, from what I hear. I don't know any. It's going to be a fun ride. This whole year is going to be fun. I might continue to do live streams as I get better at it. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. I don't know even if I'm streaming. Apparently, I'm streaming somewhere. Twitter. Apparently, I'm streaming on Twitter. I don't know how anything else is turning out. Let's talk about Marvel's Echo. Now, everybody can leave. Real quick. Marvel's Echo came out. I don't know if you know what that is. Next TV series that Marvel came out with. Right after Loki. Loki did great. Loved Loki. Talked about it on the podcast forever. Wonderful. Chef's kiss. Echo came out, super stoked about it, to be honest with you. I love the Daredevil series. The only cool thing, to be honest, about the Echo thing was the fact that apparently all the Netflix Daredevil that hold the Defenders, Jessica Jones, that was canonized. And if that's all we really got out of Echo, which is kind of all we really got out of Echo, I'm here for it. The rest of the show, bit of a snooze fest. Identity politics was a big play, but I didn't really see it too much in it. I mean, I did. It was pretty much up front and blatant. Can we talk about one thing? There's one thing in the whole Marvel thing. It's Echo, right? And she's a Native American, so they're going hardcore into flashbacks of Native American history, which I love. I thought it was great. But there is one particular flashback where they go back in time to like Georgia, where it's, you know, Native American tribes, and they're disputing over who's going to get the territory, right? And I actually Googled this. So they're like, these two tribes are we're going to own this land and you have to leave, right? And so like, let's solve our differences with lacrosse. And I was like, okay, let me Google this. Yes, Native Americans played lacrosse to solve a ton of different things, also as entertainment to train warriors. And they did solve disputes. Did they solve territorial disputes with lacrosse? Don't fact check me. Highly doubt it. And if that was just a bit of a, I almost said whitewash of Native American history, that's probably racist. That's a brownwashing of Native American history. That's cool. That's fine. Sure. Every time Native American tribes went up against each other, they were like, what do we do? It's like, bust out the lacrosse sticks. Don't check me, bro. Here's a few rules. We're definitely not going to attack each other on horseback, scalp. No one watch 1883, because that's definitely not how it went. I don't see that happening. Other than that, great show. Ton of funny stuff. Oh, this is why the identity politics thing didn't really bother me. There was a ton of like self-aware jokes in it about Native American stereotypes. I thought that was good. Redwashing. Thank you, Roger. You're right. Redwashing. Well, that sounds way more communistic than I thought it was going to sound. Redwashing. That might be a new thing. Hashtag redwashing. That's a good one. I'm going to write that one down. Let's get that going. Anyway, yeah, that was the only thing. I thought it was self-aware. It was pretty fun. The thing that I hate that they did, the trailer for Echo came out, and it was like, oh my God, Daredevil. Please redeem him from She-Hulk. Let's not even get into She-Hulk and how much of a garbage dumpster fire that is that I've locked away in the deep recess of my mind with all the other PTSD that I have trying to cope with. She-Hulk is right back there dealing with all the childhood trauma right next to it. I was like, we're retconning Daredevil. Let's go. They canonized the Netflix. Let's go. I need my Matt Murdock back. He's going to rock it. Showed up in a flashback. And he showed up in a flashback for like 4 seconds. And you're like, yeah, we're going to. Oh, episode one, by the way. Episode one. Here's a flashback. There's your boy Daredevil. You like that? You ain't going to see him again for the rest of the friggin' series. Whatever. We're not supposed to be there for Daredevil. We're supposed to be there for Echo. Super cool character. Oh, the identity politics thing. Saw a bunch of articles like indigenous person of color, deaf, and missing a leg. What is that called? Whatever. Missing leg. So they all the identity politics like check marks checked off. Somehow didn't even rub into that. I think it might have been because they didn't play into it hard. Like they didn't make a big deal of the fact that she has one leg. It plays a part in the story, but not like a lean in, like look at her overcoming her obstacles. No, she's just cool and she's fun and she's a good character. Her being deaf is actually I think it's part of the comic books. It was a nice addition. I mean, Daredevil's blind, so it makes sense that they would put those two together. So, identity politics be damned. I didn't run into that at all. It was an okay show, nothing to write home about. Almost not even, it was like a fun background watch. I'll give you that. But that's it. I don't know, the Kingpin, apparently he's not dead. Shot him in the face, he's back. Which I was kind of pissed off when they were going to kill him anyway. Like when she shot him in the head, and I was like, oh, come on, don't kill. He just showed up in the MCU, don't kill him. They did it, and they didn't, and they brought him in. And great character. It was Michael said, what was her name? Eileen. Classic joke. The I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar feminism thing was pretty hardcore in it. Again, I don't really brush up against it unless it's something unless it's, I don't know. There's some reason it didn't. Maybe I give too much grace to Marvel. Maybe I just like Marvel. So I'm like, look, stop ruining things. I'm really toeing the line here. But that, honestly, the Marvels, I didn't even watch. I wasn't gonna. This one, you could have said it was probably a feminist thing, but didn't feel like it. It was just cool. It was a cool story. Nothing. Again, you could put it on the background. You'd probably get just as much as you watched it intently. Nothing super artistic about it. It was weird because you thought you were going to be in New York City. Nope. Guess where you're at the whole time? Oklahoma. I wonder why that is, because they shot it in Georgia because of taxes. Man, those taxes, they come around, get everybody. Anyway, DeSantis is doing a great job in Florida with the tax thing. Everybody should move to Florida. Enjoy your governor while you got him. Oh, can we bring up one more thing about DeSantis? Like the guy. But I do recall when he got elected again, they're like, hey, you just got elected governor. Are you going to run for president? And he was like, no comment. He was kind of like, well, he didn't do that. But basically, we got no comment from him. And sure enough, he runs. It's like, man, you just got elected. Why are you going to do that to your state? Why are you going to do that? Anyway, I don't know politics. I don't know policy. At this point in time, I'm not sure if you have to. This is turning out to be such an easy. It's going to be Biden versus Trump. I don't know if you don't know this yet. I mean, it's going to be Trump versus somebody. I would assume it's Biden. It seems like that's what they're gearing up for. It did seem like the Tucker Carlson rant about Nikki Haley being the Democrats' pick, because if they're going to lose anyway, at least they'll get another Democrat in under the Republican ticket. Thought that was genius. Did seem like that was a pretty big play, but I'm an independent. I can't vote in any of these things. Not up here in New York. And so I'm just off on the sidelines eating popcorn, watching the whole thing slowly fall off the cliff. Flat Earth reference there. Anyway, appreciate you guys joining in my first live stream. It's been about 30 minutes. I hope I did this well. Apparently I'm streaming on X. That's cool. Maybe YouTube. No idea. But anyway, like and subscribe. Do all that stuff. I might start doing these every Sunday. I'll actually bring people on. We'll have a good chat. We'll talk about things. But I didn't want to bring a guest on and then this not even stream anywhere. So I was like, let's check some things. Let's go over a few different Roger says AL will replace all candidates by 2036. That is, dude, I don't know if they haven't already. Who says Biden's not AI? Nope, AI would do a way better job of speeches. Way better. Even the ChatGPT, even like the Midjourney, the, you know, all the pictures, they have like seven fingers. We were this close to Biden having seven fingers, but he might talk correctly. And, that would be pretty awesome. Michael says medical pullout 90 days or less before election for Biden. That's a good call. Who would jump in? I know a lot of people are talking about Newsom. A lot of people are talking about, Big Mike, Michelle. A lot of people are talking about her jumping in. I'd like to see an Elizabeth Warren run, especially coming off this Echo series. It would be cool if she just started quoting something from that Marvel series. That would be pretty cool, her being Native American and all. I'd like to see some of that. I hope, if this is a repeat of 2020, I hope we get Congress and kente cloth kneeling. That'd be a fun story to tell again. Michael Giuliano says Newsom. He thinks Newsom's going to be it. That is probably a good assumption. He's probably better. What if Trudeau just quits, hops over here, gets citizenship and runs too? That's probably against the rules. Might as well. Newsom is Trudeau. They're both the same person. Prove me wrong. There's your Gavin McGinnis prove me wrong thing. They're the same guy. Face swap, like that movie Face Off with John Travolta, Nicolas Cage. They could do that. No one would know. Newsom could go up there and run Canada and people would be like, yeah, it's the guy we had all along, right? Same guy, isn't it? Feels the same. Tyrannical, communistic. Yeah. No, it's got to be the same guy. California wouldn't even know Trudeau's running it. Be like, who's over there eating that French laundry while everything's locked up? Let me see through the window. Yeah, that's Newsom. Kind of looks like Newsom, except for this Newsom has blackface on. That's a little Trudeau joke for you. Anyway, love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this live stream. Might be doing this every Sunday. If that is the case, I'll post about it beforehand. I snuck this one in just like, hey, let's give this a shot. Give it a whirl. It's a fun time. Loads of fun. Test run. Test run, loads of fun. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. And before I head out, Roger says Middle America isn't voting for a Californian. That's for sure. We're still waiting on that San Andreas Fault to crack and California to drift off, become part of China. You have to get by Japan, but become part of China to fit right in. Anyway, thanks you guys for joining in. Like I said, I'll do this. I got more episodes coming out, but I've also got, I've got some cool stuff coming out in the future, probably by the beginning of next month. You'll be seeing a ton of that. Websites being built right now. Well, the new ones being built. Tons of fun things. That's why I've been doing the podcast too much and spending too much time on Twitter spaces, listening to people argue about things they can't affect. That's always the best. Michael says, A plus. Roger, for your first interview, I would have Roger, you want to come back on? Me and you will do this next Sunday live. We'll talk about whatever. Whatever happens in a week from now, which we know it'll probably be so many things. And so we'll have a French laundry list to go over. We can cover that. Anyway, appreciate you guys coming in and checking it out. I will see you back here next week. Bye.